Welcome to the home study course entitled Balancing the Power Dynamic and Therapeutic Relationship, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. Our primary intent for this course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979 to thousands nationally and in Canada as well. My name is Catherine Appleton. We appreciate the fact that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. I will be the narrator of this CD set. Let's talk about the format of this CD set. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situation. When you hear the term therapist, if your job title is social worker, marriage and family therapist, psychologist, mental health counselor, resident director, team leader, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term for the title that is most meaningful to you. Also, for the purposes of brevity, I will use the term client. However, transpose this term to the one that is the most meaningful for those you treat, whether the term consumer, patient, resident, etc. is used. The key is not to let my use of these shorthand terms turn you off from the ideas presented by saying, this doesn't apply to me, I'm a resident assistant, or I'm a therapist, and I deal with patients, not clients. Also, regarding completion of your answer booklet, periodically questions are asked regarding the content to which you have just listened. These questions correspond with the questions in your answer booklet. Merely write the correct letter in the blank next to the question that applies. There is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify your playing of this CD set. Each question is included on this CD as well as on the answer book and sequentially deals with the section that just preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read a question prior to listening to that tracked on the CD. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, if you have the answer booklet handy now, it might be a good idea to read question 1 and listen for the answer in the next section of track 1. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your self-awareness regarding balancing the power dynamic with clients. According to Penfold, there are 4 characteristics that separate the normal power imbalance in a therapeutic relationship from an unethical power imbalance. A normal power imbalance may exist for you because some of your clients may perceive you as being a healing guru, so to speak. The 4 characteristics of indulgence of professional privilege, role reversal, double bind interlock, and secrecy all set in motion a series of relational changes that create a new system of power with a force all of its own. Regarding role reversal and shifting the emphasis from helping the client to meeting the professional's needs, the professional may rationalize to his or herself their behavior by claiming that they are still meeting the client's needs. The client becomes the caretaker, and the professional can now look to the client to satisfy his or her needs, thus twisting the ethics of care. But the professional does not give up the control in the relationship and still defines the boundaries according to his or her own needs. Secondly, regarding indulgence of professional privilege, for instance, the professional's needs and the client's vulnerability may combine to present an opportunity for the professional to exploit the relationship. A sense of entitlement may be used to allow the professional to intrude on the client. Mary was told that the sexual contact during the session was therapeutic for her. By engaging in this activity, Russ, her therapist, told her she was learning to love again and not hate men. Thirdly, the double bind is a form of a paradoxical communication that takes place in which the therapist expresses a message that can be interpreted in two or contradictory or mutually exclusive ways. Here's how this double bind worked with Mary. She felt a commitment to action due to the faith she had placed in the therapeutic relationship. The fourth and final characteristic that separates a normal therapy power imbalance from an unethical power imbalance is that of secrecy. The secrecy element in Mary's case was played out by scheduling her at the end of the day after others had left the office. Also, at times, the therapist would suggest another location for the session, like the therapist or the client's house. Question 1. What are four characteristics that separate the normal power imbalance in a therapeutic relationship from an unethical power imbalance?